Chapter 2. A Trip Across the Desert. At sunrise, the strange procession set forth with Petet, Jetet, and Metet leading the way. Walking ahead of Isis, they scanned the horizon for signs of danger. If Set or any troublemakers appeared, they would be ready. Mesetet and Mesetetef carried Isis's sedan chair. The powerfully built scorpions shouldered the heavy chair easily. Picking their way carefully over the desert trail, they did their best to give Isis and the baby a smooth ride. Tefin and Befin followed behind Isis's chair. If an attack came from the rear, they would sound the alarm. From time to time, the scorpions checked the poison in their stingers. For the first few days, however, they didn't use their weapons. For the time being, at least, Isis and Horus seemed to have escaped Set and his spies. Even so, the trip was anything but easy. For one thing, the travelers did not have enough food and water. They had left in a hurry and did not have time to get supplies. Also, they were following a secret route north. This route helped them avoid Set's spies, but there were no villages along it, and no place to get food and water. Toth had told Befin about an oasis town where they could get food, but they missed it during a sandstorm. The sand had swirled around them for 30 hours, all but blinding Jetet and Metet. Then Mesetet and Mesetetef had stumbled, badly cracking their pincers. Now the wind had died down, and the travelers were back on the trail. Still, their troubles weren't over. Inside the sedan chair, Horus was wailing loudly from hunger.